From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Pro-opposition protests erupted in Nairobi's slums in Kenya a day after President Uhuru Kenyatta's re-election was confirmed. At least 11 people are believed to have been killed by police. An official added 9 men were killed during anti-looting operations in the same area. Kenyatta extended an olive branch to his opponents during his acceptance speech.
I extend a hand of friendship. I extend a hand of cooperation. I extend a hand of partnership, knowing fully well that this country needs all of us pulling together.
However, Odinga's NASA coalition says the Election Commission systems were hacked and does not trust the results. U.S. President Donald Trump has said a military option against Venezuela is on the table, describing the situation there as dangerous.
Venezuela is not very far away, and the people are suffering, and they're dying. We have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary.
Venezuela's defense minister, Vladimir Padrino, told state television the U.S. president's comments were an act of craziness. The White House said that President Trump will gladly speak with the leader of Venezuela as soon as democracy is restored in that country. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke during a phone call, and they reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. They agreed the recent adoption of a new United Nations Security Council resolution was an important and necessary step toward achieving peace and stability. Friday, President Trump warned North Korean leader Kim Jong-un he had better not take any overt actions against U.S. territories. This is VOA News.